It is a mistake to think you can solve any major problems just with potatoes. For instance, there was once an insanely aggressive race of people called the Silastic Armour Fiends of Stryterax. Luckily, they lived even further back in galactic history than anything we have so far encountered, 20 billion years ago, when the galaxy was young and fresh and every idea worth fighting for was a new one. And fighting was what the Silastic Armour Fiends of Stryterax were good at. And being good at it, they did it a lot. They fought their enemies, i.e. everybody else. They fought each other. Their planet was a complete wreck. The surface was littered with abandoned cities which were surrounded by abandoned war machines, which were in turn surrounded by deep bunkers in which the Silastic Armour Fiends lived and squabbled with each other. The best way to pick a fight with a Silastic Armour Fiend of Stryterax was just to be born. They didn't like it. They got resentful. And when an armour fiend got resentful, someone got hurt. The best way of dealing with a Silastic Armour Fiend was to put him in a room on his own, because sooner or later, he would simply beat himself up. Eventually, they realised that this was something they were going to have to sort out, and they passed a law decreeing that anyone who had to carry a weapon as part of his normal Silastic work, policemen, security guards, primary school teachers, etc., had to spend at least 45 minutes every day punching a sack of potatoes in order to work off his or her surplus aggression. For a while, this worked well, until someone thought that it would be much more efficient and less time-consuming if they just shot the potatoes instead. This led to a renewed enthusiasm for shooting all sorts of things, and they all got very excited at the prospect of their first major war for weeks. Another achievement of the Silastic Armour Fiends of Stryterax is that they were the first race who ever managed to shock a computer. It was a gigantic space-borne computer called Hakdar, which to this day is remembered as one of the most powerful ever built. It was the first to be built like a natural brain, in that every cellular particle of it carried the pattern of the whole within it, which enabled it to think more flexibly and imaginatively, and also, it seemed, to be shocked. The Silastic Armour Fiends of Stryterax were engaged in one of their regular wars with the strenuous Garfighters of Stug, and were not enjoying it as much as usual because it involved an awful lot of trekking through the radiation swamps of Qualzenda and across the fire mountains of Frasfraga, neither of which terrains they felt at home in. So, when the Strangular Stilettons of Jajazikstak joined in the fray and forced them to fight another front at the Gamma Caves of Carfrax and the ice storms of Valenguten, they decided that enough was enough, and they ordered Hakdar to design for them an ultimate weapon. "What do you mean," asked Hakdar, "by ultimate?" To which the Silastic Armour Fiends of Stryterax said, "Read a bloody dictionary," and plunged back into the fray. So, Hakdar designed an ultimate weapon. It was a very, very small bomb, which was simply a junction box in hyperspace that would, when activated, connect the heart of every major sun with the heart of every other major sun simultaneously, and thus turn the entire universe into one gigantic hyperspatial supernova. When the Silastic Armour Fiends tried to use it to blow up a Strangular Stiletton munitions dump in one of the Gamma Caves, they were extremely irritated that it didn't work, and said so. Hakdar had been shocked by the whole idea. He tried to explain that he had been thinking about this ultimate weapon business, and had worked out that there was no conceivable consequence of not setting the bomb off that was worse than the known consequence of setting it off, and he had therefore taken the liberty of introducing a small flaw into the design of the bomb, and he hoped that everyone involved would, on sober reflection, feel that the Silastic Armour Fiends disagreed and pulverised the computer. Later they thought better of it and destroyed the faulty bomb as well. Then, pausing only to smash the hell out of the strenuous Garfighters of Stug and the Strangular Stilettons of Jajazikstak, they went on to find an entirely new way of blowing themselves up, which was a profound relief to everyone else in the galaxy, particularly the Garfighters, the Stilettons, and the Potatoes. Trillian had watched all this, as well as the story of cricket. She emerged from the room of informational illusions thoughtfully, just in time to discover that they had arrived too late.